Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we look at numbers a lot on this program, and there's been an uptick in new and existing home sales across the country. Now, economists, of course, look at those numbers and say, have we reached a bottom in the housing crisis? The housing bubble bursting, of course, began everything that we've been talking about in the economy over the last many, many months. We decided, forget the numbers. If you're looking at a bottom in the housing market, what would it actually look like? Well, the people who are probably in the best position to give us a sense of what a bottom in the housing market might look like are real estate agents who are suddenly looking at incentives for purchase and prices and availability of inventory in markets around the country that perhaps has never been seen, let alone seen in their lifetime. Joining us now is Ryan Ward, who manages a team of agents through Keller Williams called the Ryan Ward Group. He's a real estate agent in Atlanta. Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Ed Snively of the Ed Snively Realty Group works in El Centro, California, another important housing market. He joins us very early in the morning on a phone line. Ed, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for the courtesy of having me on.
Sure. Ed, let's say I'm a buyer of homes, okay? And forget my family's concern about getting a house in a good neighborhood or a good school. What kinds of things are available to me that would have been unthinkable even 2 years ago in terms of inventory, incentives, and, you know, all kinds of deals?
Well, I think the most important thing, and you hit it right on the head, is inventory. There are a number of homes that are out there, but added to this right now are key incentives by the federal government. If you're a first-time buyer, there's an $8,000 tax credit incentive here in California on new homes. The state of California has an additional $10,000. Now, you couple that with probably, in my opinion, the most important ingredient, interest rates down in the 4 category. That is sparking interest, getting our phones to ring, and we are showing property.
And indeed, the numbers are reflecting that. In the West, the rise in new home sales was 6.6%. Ryan Ward, aside from the federal incentives, what sorts of things are sellers putting into their deals to really spark purchasers in your neck of the woods?
Well, at the local level, we're seeing a lot of the builders who have had the hardest time keeping up with the reduction in prices that we've seen for resale homes offering a lot of incentives in way of buy downs of interest rates to get people in to make the homes more affordable on the new construction side. That's really outside of what the federal government is doing. Is the builders themselves are trying, you know, anything that they can do to get buyers back in the market. The resale home values have continued to drop, making them really more affordable than they have been in a number of years. I think our prices here are down to 1998 levels. I mean, that represents an extremely good value for buyers just overall.
You know, it seems as though the psychology of the market has absolutely turned 180 degrees, and I wonder if both of you could comment on this. When I was a buyer, you know, quite a while ago, the issue was, well, you know, there aren't many houses on the market, but the one thing you can count on is that the price is going to appreciate and that you'll be able to deduct your mortgage interest. Now, Ed, you're talking about I can deduct my down payment, I can deduct my mortgage interest, I've got prices lower than they've been in a long time, I've got a million houses to choose from, the only thing I can't count on is the price of my house appreciating. Is that a good trade-off in your view, Ed?
Well, I think you can count on it appreciating. I think values have come back down. Ryan made a good point. We're about back 10 years in some cases on certain home categories. And I think that if a person looks at a home purchase as a place to live, raise the family, historical averages probably 2% per year appreciation value over time. 10 years from now, that home you buy today, even given everything we are going through, is, my opinion, is going to be worth more than what you paid for it today.
Listen to him sell me. Listen to him. He's working me. He's just working me. Ryan, is that a fair assessment that years ago it was painful to get into a house but easy to get out at a higher rate? Now it's just reverse. It's easy to get in, maybe a little more painful to get out, but not impossible.
I think that it was a little too easy to get in the past few years, and that's caused some of the problems. But I do think that Ed's exactly right. You can't look necessarily at your home as an investment that you can just jump out of 2 years from now and make $50,000. I mean, homes, they just don't historically appreciate at those kind of levels. But I do think that since prices have come down as far as they have now, as long as you plan on being in your home for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you're going to do fine. There's no reason to think, barring some catastrophic event happening to the economy, that something that prices are going to continue to drop for years and years now. I mean, I think we're getting pretty close to the bottom. The numbers certainly seem to bear that out.
And before we go, just to both of you, getting back to a more rational, you're buying a house to live in kind of approach to the real estate market, how has that changed your job, Ryan, and then Ed?
Well, I think that it's taken a shift in the mentality on the part of both buyers and sellers to kind of wrap their minds around the idea that you're not going to just buy a home and flip it. You live in it for 2 years and flip it. People are now a little bit more realistic about what is involved in the home buying process, where I think that people were buying with dollar signs in their eyes a few years ago, thinking that there was no risk involved because prices were just going up. I think that you have a more realistic expectations on the part of buyers and sellers.
Ed, does that make for better communities, better neighborhoods, better neighbors?
Absolutely. We're getting back to basics, and people have to put some money into the game. Lenders, the rules have changed. They've gotten back the way they used to be, which is common sense, and I think we're bringing some of that back into the housing market, and that's going to help in the stabilization. I'm not sure in Ryan's area he has this problem, but what has really hurt our values out here are short sales. I don't know
They are definitely bringing prices down on resale homes.
And this is a product of the change in the IRS code in the fall of 2007 when they suspended the debt forgiveness tax. And the feds could do a lot overnight with no cost to the taxpayers if they would eliminate that, because it removed responsibility and actually interferes with contract law that you have in your purchase contract with your lender, the normal foreclosure process, and bankruptcy laws. And it's been a terrible thing.
Well, we'll see if they're listening in Washington. We just have a couple seconds. You want to give me your hottest prospect to both of you as you head out today to do what you do every day? Ryan first.
Well, I think that if you're a buyer in the market today, there are some exceptional values on some foreclosed properties that have only been lived in for a couple of years, where you're seeing the values 30 and 40% below what they were 2 and 3 years ago.
Okay, so, Ed, give me your quick classified.
I just think that you need to put your house in order as far as your finances, talk to a good lender. Make sure you don't buy more house than you can afford. That's what I caution my people.
All right, good advice
good
advice from Ed Snively of the Ed Snively Realty Group in El Centro, California, and Ryan Ward of the Ryan Ward Group in Atlanta. Thanks to both of you, and good luck today.
Thank you.
So, thinking about this recession, we don't like numbers as much as we like real stories. And our own Femi Oke is on assignment this week working on a story. She's bringing us tomorrow morning the story of Behrouz the Broker. He's a real estate agent and mortgage lender who saved many of his clients from financial disaster when other brokers were trying to make as much money as possible selling huge homes that clients could barely afford. Behrouz was taking a more paternal approach, and we want to hear stories like that from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Heroes for these tough economic times. You'll hear more from Femi Oke on the show tomorrow. If you missed anything, of course, the podcast here on The Takeaway, take it to go, takeaway.org, or on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.